Meadow Lake. Two men accused of smashing windows of several parked vehicles, setting them on fire, shooting at one vehicle, and spraying people with bear mace were found guilty following a trial Tuesday in Meadow Lake Court. Vincent Roy, 26, and Braden DeRocher, 25, were charged after Beauval RCMP got a call at approximately 1:30 a.m. on April 25, 2022, about a disturbance and suspicious fire at a home in Beauval. The police investigation determined that several people smashed windows of parked vehicles, set them on fire, and shot at one vehicle. Police say that one person was inside a vehicle at the time but wasn't injured. When the people in the house came out and approached the accused, they were sprayed with bear mace. Roy was charged with two counts of assault with a weapon, arson with disregard for human life, arson with damage to property, careless use of a firearm, mischief, uttering threats, committing an offense for a criminal organization, and possession of a weapon for committing an offense. Roy was found guilty on the charges of mischief, uttering threats, and possession of a weapon for committing an offense. On those three charges, he was sentenced to 150 days on each charge to be served concurrently. He was given time served, which means he had no time left to serve. He was also banned from owning firearms and weapons for 10 years. Roy faced more charges for breaching his release conditions after he was released on bail in May 2022. RCMP say that on May 23, 2022, they got a report from the Ministry of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety that an electronic monitoring device had been tampered with. The police investigation determined that Roy was wearing the ankle monitor as part of a court-ordered 24-hour curfew and had left his approved residence in Beauval. DeRocher is scheduled to be sentenced in Meadow Lake Provincial Court on February 15. The charges in this incident against 20-year-old Yelena Liliberté Lafleur were withdrawn, but she was found guilty on charges of threats with a weapon, uttering threats, intentionally causing damage by fire, and arson in a separate incident with co-accused Vincent Roy. She was fined $1,000 and ordered to provide her DNA to police. In that incident, Roy was handed a 60-day jail sentence on charges of threats with a weapon, uttering death threats, and arson. He was ordered to provide his DNA. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt underscore SKTODAY LJOY at GlacierMedia.ca